We are here at CattleCon 2026 in Nashville, Tennessee. John Hutchison with Merck Animal Health joins us. And John, New World Screwworm is a very big topic here on the floor at this year's convention. It's been a big topic throughout the cattle industry now for several months. And you guys have a product to help with that. Let's talk about this a little bit. Tell us about Exult Cattle CA1.
Yeah, before we do that, I mean, just the disease itself, you know, why people, while it's a hot topic on the floor, most of these people are cattlemen, and they raise cattle for a living, and it was back in the 60s and 70s, it was an extremely debilitating, you know, destruction of animals and economics. And it was a, you know, a really bad thing that happened to cattle, and it was hard to keep them preventing those screw worms. And so I think that's people's history, is how bad this could be if they do make it to the United States. Now, let's talk a little bit about Exalt Cattle CA1. It's a new product. It's got a new chemical class, isoxazolines. It is never been used. That chemical class has not been used in cattle before. So it's the first product to be approved in cattle in the United States, conditional approval, and we're excited about it. It's been used around the world in other markets that have these kind of pests with very high efficacious.
I was thinking about a product like Exult CA1 to go along with all the different protocols and things that are going to be out there from USDA that are out there, et cetera, having multiple aspects of a herd health plan. Should screwworm end up here in the U.S. and become a major issue, like you referenced it was back in the 50s, 60s, etc., having all the tools in the toolbox that we can have, I think, is so important, John.
Yeah, I think that's right, Jesse. I mean, it's, you know, people have to be deliberate in their plan, and they ought to think of an integrated pest management program. Not one thing is going to do it. And so, you know, they need to think about fly control in general, and how to keep the fly pressure down on their animals, including horn flies, face flies, as well as screw worm flies. And so think about different things you can do. There's different chemical classes. We just talked about Exalt being a brand new chemical class. And so there are other chemical classes as well that can be used to prevent and treat the flies. And so think about feed grade products that go and kill the larvae, fly larvae in the manure. You've got besides ear tags, you got pour-ons, you got injectables, you got different classes of compounds. There's an integrated pest management program that all producers should be thinking of right now to be proactive how they're going to deal with this.
If producers want to learn more about Exalt Cattle CA1 from Merck Animal Health and how they can integrate this into their herd health plan, their management plan, etc., talk about, John, just what are some of the best ways to learn more, to talk about this more, have those conversations that they need to have with folks here at Merck?
Yeah, first is, for me, it's pretty simple. It's their veterinarian, their local veterinarian. They need their local veterinarian. They know what's going on. They usually keep up with the latest things that are going on, whether it's New World screwworms or any other diseases. They're an invaluable resource to a cattleman. So, you know, first make sure you've got a veterinarian, got that vet-client-patient relationship set up, and you can have them help you in the plan. Other sources of information, of course, are, you know, our sales reps that are out there, our technical services team, DVMs and PhDs that are out there. They're a good resource. Also, you have other professionals at universities that are a resource. And then if you want to, you can go to mahcattle.com and find a lot of resources related to Exalt Cattle CA1, as well as integrated pest management control with some of our other products we have that fight flies.
Anything you would mention or reiterate to folks, whether it's about Exalt Cattle CA1 or just screwworm in general that we're worried about, or anything else you would reiterate to folks here as we wrap up our time at CattleCon?
Yeah, I would just remind people it's a very devastating situation, New World screwworms, and I would be more diligent in checking my cattle. I would make sure I have a new plan for how often I check my cattle for any wounds that get created and have any kind of infections with these New World screwworms. And so think about that. Think about management strategies where I create wounds at birth. How do I manage calves that are born? How do I manage cattle that I might castrate or dehorn? And so just getting a plan together and just reiterating that how important that is in those critical time points in the lifetime of a calf and a cow on the ranch.
MAHcattle.com for more. John Hutchison, Merck Animal Health. Thanks for joining us and telling us more about Exalt Cattle CA1 here at Cattle Industry Convention in Nashville. We appreciate it.
You bet. Thanks a bunch, Jesse. Have a good day.